The city of SeaTac's $15 an hour minimum wage initiative is still standing. King County elections officials yesterday recounted more than 6,000 ballots cast in the race by hand. And as KUOW's Deborah Wong reports, the recount upheld the initiative's narrow margin of victory.
The recount took place in a giant open room at King County Elections headquarters in Renton. Employees sitting at folding tables went through cardboard boxes of paper ballots. They were carefully watched by election observers from both sides.
Yes, vote 3, no, vote 5.
In the end, officials found no errors in the initial tally that would alter the outcome of the election. The final result will be determined by the King County Canvassing Board today. The recount had been requested by the group Common Sense SeaTac. It's composed of residents and businesses opposed to Proposition 1. The group issued a statement warning the initiative will have undesirable effects, including price increases and layoffs, but it said businesses will work with the city to find the least costly path to implementation. Supporters of Prop 1 said they were pleased with the outcome, but they say the fight is not over. Heather Weiner is a spokesperson for the group Yes for SeaTac.
The other side realizes if we're able to do this in a town like SeaTac, there may be many other communities around the country that'll try to do the same thing. They certainly would like to squash it now.
Businesses, including Alaska Airlines, have filed suit challenging the legality of Prop 1. Hearings in the case begin this week. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.